Welcome back to another episode of What's Happening at CM Library. This is the podcast where we discuss what's going on at your local branch. My name's Eric.
I'm Bork.
I'm Walker.
And today we're going to be talking about programs happening through the week of July 2nd through July 8th. And a quick reminder to everyone, the library system will be closed on July 4th in observance of Independence Day. Thanks for joining us today.
We've got great story times all over the library system for you to visit with your child. And this is a great way to introduce early literacy skills to your child in a fun way. So the librarian will read stories, sing songs, introduce some movement activities to your child, sometimes some dance. There's always puppets involved and some fun rhymes and flannel boards. So please check out cmlibrary.org to find the story time closest to you. And here's a little sample of what you might hear.
Hey, our book is Hi Pizza Man by Virginia Walter and pictures by Ponder Gumball. Mama, I'm hungry. I know you're hungry, Vivian. It's so hard to wait for the pizza man to come. He'll be here soon. What will you say when the doorbell rings and we open the door? What would you say to the pizza man?
Hi, pizza man.
But what if it's not a pizza man? What if it's a pizza woman? Then what will you say?
Hi, pizza woman.
That's right, but what if it's not a pizza woman? What if it's a pizza kitty? Then what will you say?
Meow, meow, pizza kitty.
But what if it's a pizza dog? Then what will you say?
Woof, woof, pizza dog.
But what if it's a pizza duck? Then what would you say?
Quack, quack, pizza duck.
And what if it's a pizza cow? Then what would you say?
Moo, pizza cow.
But what if it's a pizza snake? Then what would you say?
Pizza snake.
And what if it's a pizza dinosaur? Then what would you say?
Roar, pizza dinosaur.
Ring, ring. Who's it going to be?
Hi, pizza man.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Walker.
Great job.
Okay, lots of opportunities to visit Storytime around the system this week. On Monday, July 2nd, at South County Regional, we've got two-time Storytime. That's at 10:15. This is for two-year-olds. We've got lots of opportunities for family Storytime at Mint Hill. They've got it Monday, July 2nd at 9:30. This is geared towards birth through two, this one at Mint Hill. We've got the family story time at the Huntersville Arts and Cultural Center for those in the northern part of the county, and that's geared towards ages birth through five. We've got family story time at West Boulevard on Tuesday the 3rd at 10:15. Then Matthews on the evening of Tuesday, July 3rd at 7 has a special pajama story time, so feel free to bring your family out in their pajamas and hear some good nighttime stories. And also milk and cookies will be served, which is a nice bonus. Myers Park is offering a preschool story time on Tuesday the 3rd at 11. This is geared towards ages 3 to 5. And we also have a few frontline storyteller opportunities. They will be at West Boulevard on July 5th at 11. So these are traditional storytellers that bring words to life without any props, any books, anything except themselves. They're also going to be visiting University City Regional on Tuesday at 2 p.m.
And Walker, tell us a little bit about the Frontline Storytellers versus a Storytime program.
Okay, so with Storytime programs, the librarian is reading books, they are introducing some music into the program, they're using some puppets, other props, flannel boards, rhymes, that sort of thing. And it's usually geared towards the younger children, generally, birth to five. Traditional storytellers don't use anything except their voices and their bodies to tell the story, so they don't rely on any props, they don't rely on a book to tell the story. It's more a story that they've memorized, they know by heart, and they are bringing that. It appeals to all ages, so it kind of pulls in a wider range of people than just story time. These are geared towards school-age kids mostly, and they really respond well to their stories.
Sounds like kind of a performance almost.
Yes.
Yes, I've actually done some frontline storytelling. The library has Storyvine at the beginning of every May, and that's where the frontline storytellers go out to the schools. You are telling a story, or more than one story, in front of a whole group of kids usually in kindergarten, first to second grade. And the kids love it. It's really great. It's really fun. One of the things you're trying to do is elicit a reaction out of the kids. And when you can do that, you know, it's really awesome. Very fun.
Great. Well, for more information, please visit cmlibrary.org.
At the Independence Regional Library on Monday, July 2nd at 6:30 p.m., we'll have an adult literacy education session. This is on Mondays to improve your fluency, pronunciation, and reading comprehension, a supportive group environment. This is for native English speakers as well as ESL students working on proficiency in English. Everyone is welcome. So wherever you feel like you need improvement, this is going to be a great session for you. And that is, again, on Mondays at 6:30. On Tuesday, July 3rd, we're going to have our afternoon adventures. This is a fun series of ever-changing activities. It involves literacy activities as well as some reading and sharing of books. The theme changes every week. It could be based on whatever movie's coming out that week or perhaps just a fun book that's being recently released.
Please visit us at cmlibrary.org. This week at Sugar Creek on Monday, July 2nd, from 11 to 12 o'clock, they'll be having an interactive lobby display on the founding of America. Learn some little-known facts about how America was founded.
Is the 4th of July y'all's favorite holiday? Because I think it might be one of mine. Such a low-pressure holiday. Celebrate America.
I do love eating copious amounts of meat, like burgers and, you know, hot dogs and steaks.
Grilling, things exploding. It's just awesome.
Right, right.
I like to make a cake that looks like the American flag. There's some strawberries and blueberries on there for the stripes and stuff.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
We do that, but we make like a cookie cake where it's like basically a giant sugar cookie and then whatever fruits that you want. And yeah, we've done it with like strawberries and blueberries, making the flag.
It's a good one.
All right. And if you'd like any more information about programs at Sugar Creek, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
Hickory Grove's got a pretty cool program this week, Tuesday, July 3rd from 4:30 to 5:30 for kids. This is preteen scene edible animation. This is geared towards children ages 8 to 11, and they will be creating a stop-motion animated video using their favorite snacks.
Ooh.
Sounds pretty cool.
Right?
I imagine they get to eat them at the end after they make their video. For more information, please check out cmlibrary.org.
At the Betty's Ford Road Regional Library on Thursday, July 5th, the Vid Clip Club Watch Talk Repeat. This is a group that meets and watches short videos ranging from self-help to mental health to learning new skills. It becomes a discussion after each video is reviewed, and it's a great opportunity to maybe explore some of the library's online resources. This is conducted and led by one of our library staff, and it's a fun event to explore what we've got available digitally at the library, as well as maybe an opportunity to improve your skills.
Now, what age range is this for?
So this does list for adults, but I feel like this could be a good thing for teens as well.
Mm-hmm.
While we gear a lot of programs towards a specific age group, that does not limit that interactivity of that particular group. So you could have a teen come to an adult program, and an adult, obviously with a child, could go to a children's program.
Yeah. This just sounds like a great program on, say, you're looking up a video to maybe install a new toilet or maybe fix some other plumbing. I think this would be great.
It sounds similar to Science Theater 3000. Did you guys ever see that?
Oh, so they could talk about it, maybe critique it and add extra monologue to the videos.
A huge fan of MST3K.
Do some extra lip reading in there.
Yeah.
At Beatty's Ford Road, we're also doing Learn, Connect, Play, Dewey and Dragons. It's for teens ages 12 and up, as well as adults. Participate in Dungeons & Dragons role-playing board game and encourage cooperation, problem-solving, letter word recognition, and critical thinking. This is a really fun event. We actually live stream the event on Facebook. I've caught myself just kind of tuning in just to check it out because it's so much fun to watch the players get involved. You don't have to be into Dungeons & Dragons. It's a really easy pick-up-and-play sort of event. But the more the merrier. It literally is one of those things that the more people that are involved, the more fun you're going to have. I would really encourage you to check it out.
It looks like they get a great turnout for that program, too, from what I've seen from the live streaming.
Mm-hmm. They bring in a volunteer who can really dedicate his time to being a dungeon master for the program, and they've had a lot of great success. And there's some other branches, too. I believe University City and also South County Library have been starting their own Dungeons & Dragons programs. If you missed this one, check out those branches as well.
For those and more at the library, please check out cmlibrary.org.
At Cornelius this week, we've got a special fairy tale STEM program geared towards children going into grades K through 2. This is cool because it combines your science learning with some fairy tales. So you can build a house for a little pig that will withstand the big bad wolf and help the gingerbread man cross the river. So that sounds like a great way to get kids interested in science.
STEM is certainly huge right now. Anything related to STEM, definitely bring in.
Yeah, children really get into it too.
Anything you can do to make learning fun is going to help kids get engaged.
Yes.
What does STEM stand for?
Stands for science, technology, education, and math. Is that right?
Engineering.
Oh, close. So close.
You're out.
Well, I do know that if it's STEAM, the A stands for arts.
Arts, yes. Okay, well, for more information on this program, please check out cmlibrary.org.
All right, this week at Davidson, we've got two programs, both on July 3rd. The first one's going to be Satellite Studio Session from 2 to 3 o'clock. Teenagers can learn how to create digital media and produce audio and video content while gaining experience with new technologies and devices. These are pretty incredible setups, kind of almost similar to our setup today. They'll have a little booth and some microphones, and they'll be able to create some audio content. How about you guys, Mark and Walker? Have you had a chance to play at all with a satellite studio equipment?
I have not, but I could definitely benefit from some practice time with that.
We had it at our branch one time, and we had the stop motion equipment, and I thought the kids really enjoyed that. And the movies and the shorts that they made, it's amazing how much work you put into it, but it's just such a short amount of time. But they still love just spending that time doing that. It was a really fun creation opportunity.
Great. And then same day, July 3rd, from 10:30 to 11:15, the Very Super Duper Great American Summer. Join them for some 4th of July summer fun with stories, games, and art. So,
this is for kids, right?
Yes, this is for kids ages 5 to 11. Sounds like a great way to potentially get out of the sun, cool down, and enjoy the 4th of July.
Celebrate America.
That's right. If you're looking for any more information on Davidson or any of our other branch programs, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
At the Mountain Island Branch Library on Monday, July 2nd at 3 p.m., we will have a STEM 101 CIS Mountain Island. The students will participate in a hands-on science experiment to explore how forensic science is used for criminal investigations. Sounds interesting.
It does. Is it CIS or
CIS?
CSI.
CSI, excuse me, CSI. what?
I'm going to have to bring my quippy one-liners and my giant aviators.
So you can whip them off?
That's right.
That's the kind of place where they find a dead teacher or something like that. They'll say, oh, school's out. On a lighter note, they'll also be offering on Saturday, July 7th, genealogy research. Find your ancestor. So a little more digging, a little more research. This is for adults. Join us the first Saturday of every month and learn to trace your ancestry and roots of your family history. Get research tips from experienced genealogists. These programs have been wildly successful in most locations, and it's a really great opportunity if you don't know what you're doing, you don't really know how to get started with ancestry research, without having to pay a fee, you can actually kind of get off on the right foot. They'll help you figure out what needs to be put together, what sort of things you should be looking for within your own resources. And then how to actually go online and find out which resources are going to be the best way for you in terms of where you are in the country.
I'm related to Abraham Lincoln. Are y'all related to anybody cool?
Really?
Yep.
Apparently, my great ancestors came over to America, originally were Hessian soldiers that fought during the Revolutionary War.
Wow. Yeah, I definitely feel like right now with all the genetic kits you can do, that genealogy is really big. So this be a cool program for people interested in that.
Absolutely.
How did you know you were related to Abraham Lincoln?
That's a good question. Well, it's a family tradition to have the name Lincoln in the name. So my dad and my brother and my grandfather were all Arthur Lincoln. And beyond that, I'm not exactly sure how we know, but there's several kind of casual genealogists in the family who are real into this stuff, and I assume one of them uncovered it at some point.
They can explain the tree better.
Yeah.
Any other information about programs you've heard today, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
Okay, so West Boulevard, Tuesday, July 3rd at 4, they've got an anime club for teens and preteens, so ages 10 through 18. Participate in a discussion about anime, manga, and the Japanese language, history, and culture. So this actually happens first Tuesday of every month at 4. Are y'all into anime? Anyone?
I think we have a cutout of the character Naruto, and I don't know the series, so I'm not going to pretend like I know what I'm talking about, but this young reader came up to me and was asking me, why do we have that there? And I said, well, because everybody loves Naruto. And then he asked me, where did we get that? And I actually explained to him that Miss Mary, that works at the Plaza Midwood Branch Library, actually used to battle with Naruto against the bad guys, and she taught Naruto everything that he knows. And he was very fascinated by the fact that Miss Mary, who is a librarian at the Plaza Midwood Branch Library, was a compatriot of Naruto, and he just ate it all up. And so I gave Miss Mary a warning this morning to let her know that when that young man comes in, he's going to be asking about her adventures with Naruto.
That's some fancy wordsmithing.
I will say that both of my sons binge-watched Naruto and there's about 500 episodes. I think they were each able to do it in about 2 or 3 months. But I think the episodes are only like 15 minutes to 20 minutes long.
That's good that you said 2 to 3 months. I was worried you were going to say a weekend.
It wasn't quite that much of a binge.
Okay, also at West Boulevard on Monday the 2nd, we've got a computer basics class at 10 a.m. This is for adults. Learn to use the keyboard and mouse and get a basic overview of computer terms and concepts in this class. So if you've been waiting to try out a computer for the first time, this class is for you. You don't have to have any previous experience. You can come and feel free to ask any of your questions that you might have.
I feel like our computer basics classes are just, they're so welcoming and easy because technology can be such a barrier for most folks and they're just afraid to even engage with it. Mm-hmm. And our classes have been really great at kind of kicking it open that door and allowing folks that maybe have that lack of experience to get that exposure in a safe and welcoming environment.
Absolutely. I know that all of our trainers do a great job just working with you, taking it really slow, if you need that, to make sure to go over all the elements very well.
Great. So for information on this or other programs, please visit cmlibrary.org.
All right. At University City on Saturday, July 7th from 1:30 to 4:30, we're going to be having Dungeons & Dragons for teens. Come and participate in this role-playing type game that's become super popular over the last couple of years with Stranger Things. I know that we're having it at our branch at South County, and it's really started to take off, and also at the Biddy's Ford Road branch as well. So if you've ever been interested in maybe kind of the fantasy world of Dungeons & Dragons and maybe wanted to take on a new persona, come on by.
So, Eric, do you have a favorite persona?
I can tell you the types of characters that I've been before. My first type of character that I was a cleric or a type of healer. So my role in the party, well, there might be other players who attacked and took damage. It was my responsibility to heal them so they didn't die. And then I also played a bard character who's basically the musician of the group. And I would cast spells to maybe give them maybe more damage, or maybe they had a better chance of actually hitting the target. That would kind of be my role. And so I'd kind of play it up, and I'd maybe like sing a song as I'm enchanting the group. And so those were kind of a couple of roles that I played.
I've been enchanted by Eric singing before.
Oh, Mark, you're too nice.
I'm really baffled by this whole Dungeons & Dragons thing. I guess I really need to come witness a game.
Yeah, you should stop by.
And all the hard work's done. We've got someone there that's the dungeon master, and that's really the critical part is like creating the story and creating the adventure. It's really easy. It's a great gateway just into the series. You just got to show up and just have an open mind to try to learn something new.
Yeah.
But the barriers have really been removed. So
we even have pre-made character sheets. You don't have to spend hours creating a character, but this is pre-made sheets so you can just pick up and go. If you're interested in that extra layer of a little bit of acting, this will be great for you.
Okay.
If you'd like any more information on any of the programs you heard today, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
Okay, Write Like You Mean It at Main Library, coming up on Thursday, July 5th, 10 a.m. This is a chance for you to explore different styles of writing in a fun and comfortable environment. This program is for adults, and this group is open to anyone who's ready to write, so beginners and experienced writers are welcome. So I know that there's a lot of budding writers in the Charlotte area, so this program might be for you. For more information, please visit cmlibrary.org.
At the Plaza Midwood Branch Library, on Tuesday, July 3rd at 2 p.m., we have our Lego Club. That is offered every week. It's a great opportunity to get out of the heat and come join us. their mathematic and engineering concepts that you can build with Legos. They really are a learning tool, and it's a great way for kids to interact with each other and just really let their imagination go. We just did this a couple days ago, and it was amazing the size of the crowd we have. So I would definitely say come and check it out.
I mean, Legos are always super popular. Mm-hmm. Even adults are really getting into Legos, keeping it from when they were, you know, little kids building. And I have some friends who collect all these giant Star Wars Legos, and they've got the giant Star Destroyers or even the smaller ships. So, yeah, it's Lego mania, full force.
Yeah, it's a big draw for kids to come to the library.
Yeah, my son would do Legos, and he would only do the ones that had the specific directions. He had to follow every direction to the letter, and if anybody else ever built it for him or did any part of it for him, he would just put the whole thing away and be done with it.
Oh.
Wow.
Lego users of all kinds.
Also at the Plaza Midwood Branch Library, Learn, Quest, Play, Game On, Thursday, July 5th at 2 p.m. Cool down at the library with friends. Bring a board game, video games. We'll have things available as well, but you can bring your own and share. This is a great opportunity for teens to get out of the heat. Miss Mary is going to lead that for us, and she's a lot of fun. She's a gamer herself, so she's a great person to play with. You guys gamers?
A little bit.
Definitely
not. What's your favorite type of board game, Mark?
So, I'm a big Settler nerd. I like to settle in Catan.
Oh, I do love Settlers of Catan. Maybe I need to take it back. Maybe I am a gamer.
And then I recently discovered Exploding Kittens, which sounds a lot worse than it is. But it's a fun card game.
Interesting.
It's just kind of got some dark humor to it, obviously.
Settlers of Catan is really addicting. I love that game. I also enjoy the Apples to Apples Cards Against Humanity. Have y'all played What Do You Meme? That's a fun one.
Oh, I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah, check it out. That's what the kids are playing these days.
Oh, there you go.
On the Cards Against Humanity, there's Cards Against Hogwarts, there's Cards Against basically any kind of genre you can think of. So there's a lot of fun games out there.
Great.
Plaza Midway is offering a writer's group on Saturday, July 7th. Learn the art of literary critique and get direction and feedback on your work. Meet with local writers. We focus on workshopping fiction, but we have some free writing and some exercises and discussion. This is a group that basically comes together. You can bring in a project that you're currently working on and have other writers kind of help you review it or help tweak some areas on it. We also do usually an exercise just to kind of get the thoughts flowing. So usually there's a little activity at the very beginning just to kind of get people in the writer's mode. It's a really great way to collaborate and just kind of get some feedback on your work. For this and other information at the public library, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
All right. This week at Sugar Creek on Thursday, July 5th from 1 to 2 o'clock, Creating Books, Elmer's World. Learn more about children's book Elmer the Elephant series. Author and illustrator David McKee, and extend your learning through an art activity using a variety of techniques. So this sounds really interesting, learning more about that particular book series.
Elmer's the patchwork elephant?
Yes, yeah. He's the patchwork elephant. And there's a whole series of his stories. They're sweet, cute books.
Great, excellent. Well, if you'd like any more information about this program and any of the other branches, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
Okay, at Scaly Bark this week, we've got Journey into the Mystery Teen Book Club. That's Thursday, July 5th at 6 p.m. This is for teens and preteens, so ages 10 to 18, grades 6 through 12. And this club actually meets monthly at 6 p.m. for book discussions, games, and activities. So teens select a book of their choice from each month's designated genre, and then meet to explore these new and exciting books together. So it sounds like you're not all reading the same book, but you choose a book that you're interested in and then discuss. And copies are available at the circulation desk.
Great.
What's the age group on that?
It is grades 6 through 12.
Ah, so, you know, parents would be good to sit in on this because they could learn about some books that maybe their children would be interested in, kind of make sure they remember those titles.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Also, for adults at Scaly Bark this week, we've got technology tutoring and job prep resources. That's Tuesday, July 3rd at 1. So if you need assistance with your resume, your job search application, email, or Microsoft Office, you can drop by. Actually, you can drop by on Tuesday or Thursday between 1 and 3 p.m. and receive help from a tutor. So you get some one-on-one time and get some help with your job search. And no registration necessary. You can just drop in. So for more information on this program, please see cmlibrary.org.
At the Morrison Regional Library on Tuesday, July 3rd at 10:30 a.m. in the teen area, for adults, actually. It is going to be the English Speaking and Other Languages program. This is a Spanish conversation club. They discuss current events, special topics like cooking and culture, and listen to guest speakers. Only Spanish is spoken at these events, so it's a great event for native speakers, but it's also an opportunity for folks that are wanting to practice and expand their Spanish skills, and maybe that's not their native language. It's a great place to practice and get some experience.
Excellent.
For this and other information, please visit cmlibrary.org.
At Steel Creek this week, on Tuesday, July 3rd, from 3 to 4 o'clock, we have everyone's favorite, the amazing Mr. Archer. If you've not heard of Mr. Archer before, he's in a unique storytelling experience through balloon entertainment. His motto, if you can visualize it, you can balloonatize it. I have not particularly seen...
You can what, Eric? You can do
balloonatize
what?
Balloonatize it.
Balloonatize it.
Balloonatize it.
You've just balloonatized my mind.
Basically, I haven't seen him before, but I can tell you how crazy our library gets at South County when he comes. I'll be walking by the community room, and I'll hear him say something, but all of a sudden, the giant crowd of kids erupts into this amazing amount of yays and laughter, and I can only tell you that the kids have the best of times.
Well, who doesn't love balloons?
No. Yeah, maybe someone who's maybe allergic to latex, but I think most people. So if you have any interest in this program or others at our branches, please visit cmlibrary.org.
Okay, if you feel like really learning and expanding your tech skills the week of July 4th, you can go to Matthews Monday, July 2nd, 1 p.m. There will be a special tutorial on how to access some of our resources, gcflearnfree.org and TechBoomers. These are two free websites that offer hundreds of lessons and tutorial videos. So we will focus on learning about their technology resources, which cover topics like email basics, navigating the internet, and the Microsoft Office suite. We'll also look at TechBoomers, which offers lessons on social media, internet safety, online entertainment, and more.
This is actually a great program, and I've used it several times for seniors who are having trouble learning regular tutorials. And this is a great resource to kind of give it to them step by step, and makes it really easy.
For more information, please visit at cmlibrary.org. At the North County Regional Library, you can join us on Thursday, July 5th at 5:30 for North County Regional Wordsmiths. This is a local writers group that comes together to encourage each other, to support each other at their works. It's a great opportunity to share what you're working on, as well as get some tips and tricks. There are idea exchanges as well as collaborative opportunities. This looks like a lot of fun for any of our writers up there in the north end of the county.
Sounds great.
For this and other events, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
This week at the South County Regional Library, on July 3rd, from 12 to 12:30, we're having the Portuguese Conversation Club. This club, similar to our other ESL clubs, is very conversational. This is more for intermediate and advanced level speakers. This is specifically Portuguese, anyone who's looking to have a general conversation in Portuguese. So anyone who's been learning Portuguese, or if you're Portuguese yourself, and just want to have a general conversation, come on by. It'll be great. And on July 5th, from 6 to 7:30, we're having our teen writing group at South County. Writers of all experiences are encouraged to join this group. You can share your work, exchange ideas, and meet other local amateur writers. And I know the teen librarian, she does a great job at introducing new topics every week, new subjects that they can write on, new themes and things like that. So if you're a teenager, 12 to 18, and looking for feedback on your writing, come on by.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of teens that are interested in writing and that do write their own stuff, so that's a great opportunity for them.
If you're looking for any information on these programs or anything else from our branches, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
Okay, this week at Imagine On, Monday, July 2nd at 1:30, we've got a special Story Explorers Flutter Flutter Butterfly program. This is an opportunity for school-age kids, ages 5 to 11, to explore books and stories in creative ways, through activities including math, science, games, and more. And in this one, we'll share facts and stories about butterflies and create pop-up butterfly artwork to take home. It's always fun to have something to leave with. For more information, please visit cmlibrary.org.
This week, many of our branches will be showing movies. Two of our branches, Mountain Island and Morrison Regional, will be showing Coco. At Mountain Island on July 3rd from 2 to 4 is when they'll be showing Coco. And then for Morrison, July 6th from 2 to 4, they'll be showing the movie. I've seen this movie, and of course I'm a huge Pixar fan to begin with, but I think they did an amazing job with Coco.
Really?
What do you guys think? Have you
I
seen it?
I haven't seen it. I've heard great things.
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely a tearjerker. I'm just going
to
say
that. Sure you have to bring your own Kleenex.
Yes.
And the music is really good.
The music's fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. There's a great, some great music.
And the title is deceptive. It doesn't give anything away, but the movie is basically based on the Day of the Dead.
Yes, not chocolate. All right, at Scaly Bark on July 6th from 2 to 3:30, they'll be showing The Emperor's New Groove, which is another great Disney classic. Basically, a young, arrogant emperor is transformed into a llama by his power-hungry advisor. And then it goes through all his fun, wacky adventures.
Have you seen that one?
I have. I saw it last year, and it was a pretty funny movie. It wasn't one of Disney's most popular movies, but really, really, really surprised me. On July 2nd at Sugar Creek, from 5 to 7 o'clock, they'll be showing Winchester, which is a movie about a sprawling California mansion. An eccentric firearm heiress, Sarah Winchester, believes she is haunted by the souls of people killed by the repeating rifle. This movie is rated PG-13. It's geared towards adults. And then for our last movie this week, on Monday, July 2nd, from 2:30 to 3:30 at the Imagineon, they'll be showing Black Panther. If anyone hasn't had a chance to see this, one of the latest superhero flicks, I definitely recommend seeing this movie. I loved the actor who played T'Challa. I think he did an amazing job.
I can't believe I haven't seen this yet. I need to come.
Walker, I know what you're doing on July 2nd. You're going to be watching this movie. Bring your popcorn. If you wanted any more information on these programs or anything else at our branches, please visit cmlibrary.org. And as a quick reminder, all of our branches will be closed on July 4th in observance of Independence Day. Thanks for joining us this week for What's Happening at CM Library. We hope to see you next time.